Welcome back, listeners. I'm Brett Wright, your narrator for Derailed. In today's episode, we're going to present to you a very unique undertaking in which you're going to hear from the cast members of Derailed about what this project means to them. To me, I believe that the Derailed podcast encompasses the sense of community and family that is the short-term rental industry. Seeing all of us come together from the different areas of our industry, even having folks come together from other countries, is hugely reflective of the community that's being built, and I am so very happy to be a part of that. Plus, I get to treat you all to my sultry voice, which I'm extremely excited for.
Hey, my name is Mateo Bradford Vasquez. I am the co-founder and co-producer of Derailed, and I play the role of Officer Ramos. What excited me about Derailed was the ability to do something new and to take a popular genre that we could create a content story around a specific industry that we're all a part of, the short-term rental and vacation rental industry, and you know, really highlight brands that we knew and bring them into the story in a new and exciting approach to marketing. And you know, it's our outreach to the broader community. We want to help the brands in our space get, you know, global awareness, and you know, doing unique projects like this is definitely one way to do that. And that's what I love about working with John and Neely is, you know, when we get our creative juices going, like some pretty incredible ideas come out. What do I think of the story? I think the story is it's bold. I think it's, you know, it goes really deep, and you know, it's an exciting murder mystery kind of a roller coaster ride. And I think it was, you know, intentionally written that way. And so this has been, I mean, it's been fun. I like the complexity of the characters, my character. You know, I hope I give a level of authenticity to Ramos because I can understand a lot of where he comes from and a lot of the things that he goes through in the story. You know, I can actually understand some of his struggles. And, you know, this is what was amazing about this product and, you know, the authenticity we were able to create. I was able to pull my sister in and do a scene with her when Officer Ramos and his sister, you know, were having a conversation after dinner in the kitchen. It was great to be able to do that with my actual sister. Shout out to Abigail for stepping in and doing that. But that just goes to the fun, creative, you know, nature of this project and, you know, how we want to really, you know, build in different worlds and bring in other worlds into our space, and to make these stories fun, make them, you know, a bit scary and mysterious, but and a little deep. You know, we want to make sure that it's that there's layers here, and that this is a good storyline. And so we believe that we've been able to achieve that. I like most of the characters. Nanine is funny. He always cracks me up, and I also, he's definitely one. Juicy Lucy is a favorite. But you know, I love the fact that we've been able to bring our peers and colleagues and let them play these stories. And, you know, everyone that's been able to, you know, be a part of this is someone that we know well, and are grateful for them to, you know, be a part of, forever be a part of this project with us. And, you know, really, you know, be able to add their own flavor kind of to the mix, and it makes it even more authentic from our vantage point. So what have I found difficult? I don't know what's been difficult. Sometimes I do think, you know, I want to make sure that I give justice to the role, and that, you know, Ramos is a complex character that I actually identify with. And so, you know, I hope that I'm giving a certain that, and I keep saying this, but I hope I give him a level of authenticity. And I hope that comes through in my portrayal of him. And yeah, I wouldn't say that's difficult, but I would say that that's something that I challenge myself weekly to make sure that I'm voicing his role appropriately and giving him his due. Yeah, I love our ability to work with partners around this, and you know, we just had so many sponsors that were just willing to jump up, whether it was Cassiola or any of the property managers that have come in and were a large part of this story. Like it was a no-brainer for them. Like they were in, and so that was a challenge of, you know, kind of being on the front end of this and doing new things and learning. I think that's where the difficulty probably came in, because it was, you know, we were learning as we were doing this. And it's fun though. And being able to put together product that people listen to and like, and, you know, that's a success in my book.
Hey, my name is Neely Khan, and I'm the co-founder, writer, and story person of Derailed. And honestly, I'm flabbergasted, for the right reasons, that we've made it to episode 9. Yeah, 9, I think it is. Having never written fiction mystery before, and that too a script that'll only be enjoyed via audio, I've learned so much in the process. Things like writing well and truly with the end in mind, intense character development, because characters are everything in a fiction mystery, and getting that balance right between making the story shocking and still somewhat believable. What's also been a huge learning curve is writing American English dialogue as a British person. And I think we've had a few occasions where John and Matteo, the co-founders of Derailed, have read some of the dialogue I've written and said, hold up, Neely, what the fuck does this mean? We've had quite a few of those occasions. But aside from correcting my frequent British speak, John and Matteo are very much the driving force behind Derailed. You know, the fiction mystery idea set in the vacation rental environment was actually their idea, and they're the ones who approached me, and they're truly incredible, genuine souls to work with and be friends with. And I honestly couldn't ask for better partners throughout this process. You know, a lot of people don't realize, and understandably so, all the behind the scenes stuff that goes into an insanely creative project like this one. But you know, we're having such a great time. We knew the story would be dark, but it's definitely getting more and more knotty as the weeks go on, which perhaps we hadn't anticipated, but we're very much letting the characters and the stories lead us. But you know, this has all been a very pleasant surprise. Like, we're really, really enjoying it. And it's interesting because there's been so much fact checking throughout it all as well. You know, how do murder investigations work? What does PTSD and writer's block actually sound like? And then all the cultural references that we've weaved into the story too. So next week is going to be one hell of an episode, I can tell you that. We're well and truly into the investigation of the fire at Mazari Cabin Rentals, as well as the murder of Lena Hadid. There's definitely some prime suspects lurking about, many of whom are Lena's own family members, actually. But it's particularly interesting to see how Jace Nolan, our main character, fits into all of this. There's a lot of unanswered questions about his friend Sophie, his phobia of trains. We've still got to learn a bit about that, and whether or not he'll begin a romantic relationship with his therapist Astrid. I have to say, each and every one of our voice actors have been phenomenal. They've really come into their own. Whether that's Detective Johnson, Officer Ramos, or the very, very popular Nanine and Juicy Lucy, there's too many great characters to name. We're nearing the end of our story now. We've got just a few episodes left until we find out finally who's done it. And I guess, you know, I know I speak for the entire team. We want to say thank you, truly, first of all, to our amazing sponsors, without whom, obviously, Derailed would not be possible. Our voice actors, our friends, our industry friends, and of course, our listeners. For me personally, if it wasn't for John and Matteo, Derailed would simply just not have come into fruition. So I have to say a very personal and heartfelt thank you once again to my co-founders, my friends, my partners too. But seriously, guys, stay tuned for next week's episode because shit is well and truly going to start hitting the fan and we are getting a lot closer to finding out exactly what happened at Mazari Cabin Rentals on July 17th.
Hi, my name is John Stokinger. I'm one of the co-founders of Derailed and the voice of Chase Nolan. So Derailed, a fictional mystery podcast, I guess you could say was my brain baby. Both Matteo Bradford Vasquez and myself, we co-host a successful podcast called the No BS Short-Term Rental Podcast, where we've had over 100 interviews in the short-term rental, vacation rental space. And we just wanted to kind of reach out and see how do we introduce vacation rentals and short-term rentals, the whole industry as a whole, to an audience that may or may not have be as invested or as exposed to the industry as who we speak with on a weekly basis. So I had this idea of putting a podcast together that was just different, an outside of the box idea. I reached out to Matteo. Matteo was on board. We reached out to Neely, the other co-founder on this project with us, the amazing writer behind this, and our Astrid, and she was on board. So she's the writer behind this. She's the glue that keeps this together. But you know, I guess the reason why that we needed to do this, we wanted to do this, is we like giving back. We like doing things differently, and we like the idea that of doing something that's never truly been done before. And looking at all the other, you know, fictional podcasts and fictional mystery podcasts, I haven't seen one done like this. Are we doing it like 100% perfect? Are we learning? No. Are we learning lessons along the way? Absolutely. But it's exciting and it's fun and it's, you know, it's groundbreaking in a way that I hope is opening up more doors for ourselves and for others in this space as well. I think it's an opportunity. The opportunities are endless for this format. And it's been really fun ride learning along the way of what's working, what's not working. And trust me, there's been a ton of learnings along throughout this whole process. With that said, how we couldn't have and wouldn't have started this any other way than the way we have started it. We are extremely grateful for all of you that are listening. We are extremely grateful for the positive outcomes and the positive reviews that we're receiving from this project. And we're excited to keep going and finish this story up. We'll be back very shortly to finish up this story. We're looking at, you know, 4 or 5 episodes more to wrap it up. And we're excited to get to the conclusion and find out who killed Lena Hadid. With that, I can't go and finish this without thanking everyone that's been involved, our sponsors, our starring role of Cassiola. If you haven't gone to their website, go to their website, check them out. Additionally, Arrived has been featured and Lynx has been featured, Mount and Boostly and Cozy Vacation Rentals. And coming soon, we're going to have DAC Seaside Vacations and Sales, Auntie Bellum's Cabin Rentals and Explory, all featured in this podcast. Without their backing of us and just love, like, we love these companies so much, and they are 100% the reason why we're able to go ahead and make this possible. So a huge thank you to my co-founders, both Matteo and Neely. They are the reason that we're able to do this. And additionally, a huge thank you to our starring role, Cassiola, and every other sponsor that has been able to make this possible. Until we meet again.